Here for Christmas?
Yes.
Their backgrounds are similar. They tend to come from troubled and sometimes abusive homes and get involved with the wrong kind of friends. For 16-year-old Sarah, the brush with prostitution happened a year ago. Her mother was a drug addict, and Sarah was sent to foster homes. She ran away, and a girl she considered a friend sold her to a pimp.
I really thought she was a close friend to me. I really thought I could trust her. She was like, okay, we need to make money somehow because, you know, we don't have jobs and we need a place to live. And she's like, you know, I can steal from people and, you know, you're really pretty. And right then I was like, oh, I know what that means.
Sarah says she had one client and then ran to a nearby shop pleading for help. The police were called and they referred her to the Los Angeles-based charity Children of the Night. At its center, girls and sometimes boys get counseling and an education. Some of the teens live at the center while they're being helped. The group's founder, Lois Lee, says things have changed since she started this work 35 years ago.
Prostitution's been moved off the streets because of violence on the streets, because of guns, and so a lot of it's gone to internet advertising.
Pimps mostly recruit customers for these girls through online websites, but Backpage.com, which is frequently criticized because it runs ads for adult entertainment services, says it wants to help and has formed an unlikely alliance with a charity. It now alerts users to the problem of underage prostitutes. Backpage attorney Elizabeth McDougall defends the site's ads for adult services.
The internet is global, and the content will not go away. It'll just go offshore. And when it goes offshore, you lose the ability to access that evidence to rescue the kids and to convict the perpetrators.
McDougall says workers for the website also block ads that suggest abuse of children, then forward the information to a national center that helps minors who have been abused. Police used to view these teenagers as criminals, but not today, says Detective Andre Dawson of the Los Angeles Police Department.
We don't look at these girls as prostitutes. We rescue these girls and we understand the dynamics of them being victims. So, and that's one of the things that we're trying to provide training to through the rest of the state and, quite frankly, the rest of the country.
For Sarah, finishing high school could open the door to college. In the meantime, she says she's thriving in her new environment.
They got me clothes, they feed me, I have a roof over my head, and it really brought up my self-worth.
Sarah hopes to study art and follow in the footsteps of thousands who have come through here and gone on to have families and careers. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Yes, 30 portion. How would you find that?